Welcome to day two of this devotional in the book of Psalms. I trust you were blessed by yesterday's devotional. If you missed it, you can watch it here on brianhudson.com. Let's go now to Psalm number four. We'll take these Psalms again, not sequentially, but as God leads, we're taking excerpts from various Psalms. Today we're in Psalm four, reading the fourth division of Psalms, verse one. Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long, O sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood, Selah? But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Amen. In this psalm, like many others, David cries out to God. He comments on the state of the world around him and the state of his own heart. In this verse, David asked the question, how long will the sons of men love what is worthless and seek what is false? Again, David both is lamenting the conditions of his world and examining his own heart. David, in the midst of his prayers to God, is expressing his own disappointment and even outrage and anger at the world around him. But he makes this very important distinction. Verse 3 says, but know that the Lord has set apart for himself he who is godly. Very important, because in the midst of all the trouble we have around us, God is still looking for people he can set apart for himself, that those who follow him, who love God, who choose to live godly, he has set you apart. Even in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation, as Peter said, among whom we shine as lights. When God sets you apart for himself, we don't stand apart from others, right? We're called to be a help and support to other people, but we first must be clear in our devotion toward God. We have this tension between being concerned, even angry, at what's happening around us, but at the same time, being close to God, being set apart for him to be able to return and make a difference in the world. Now, in the midst of this, David says this, be angry and do not sin. That's a very important perspective. Now, there are things that make us upset and disappointed, even angry in this world. I mean, angry in a righteous way, but it's important not to cross the line into becoming harsh and bitter. We don't want to lash out and then become part of the problem. So for many, the solution is to say nothing and remain silent, even in the face of injustice. That's not a solution. We don't want to get angry or go to the other side of the road in the ditch and say, I won't say anything. The Bible even says that for us who know to do good and do it not, for us it is sin. Well, it is sin both to overreact, and I think it is sin to not react or respond at all. Now, there is a way to be engaged and active, but to stay in peace. David said this. David said, meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. So we learn in our times of rest and times of prayer, we learn to draw close to God and be still. So the trouble around us, while it may make us angry, we don't sin. Verse 6 says, there are many who say, who will show us any good? It's as if, you know, people in the world are looking to see, right? Who will show us what's right? What is the way? What's the way forward? People want to know. But David's answer is, Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. So there we find the balance where we're able to look upon the world and be concerned and be angry, but not sin. We're able to listen to people who cry out asking who will show us good, And we can say, the Lord, he was shine his countenance upon us. And therefore, we're able to go into this world to be a light, to be salt, to make a difference. At the same time, we keep our own peace and maintain our walk with God. Well, God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.